verse 6, and when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew's name was Bar-Jesus. Apparently, they didn't have very much success at Salamis. No record is given there. They had no fruit there, apparently. Now they cross over the island to the other end of the island, to Paphos, and they encounter this opposition, satanic opposition. He's a sorcerer, and he had a tremendous influence on the Roman deputy, the governor of that island, Sergius Paulus. Notice verse 7, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. And you know now it's Barnabas and Saul. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. This is satanic opposition, and this man had the governor under his influence. There are a great many rulers today that are in cults, under the influence of all kinds of cultism that's in opposition to the Word of God and in opposition to the gospel. Now, notice verse 9. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, this now is where his name was changed. He's called Paul. And the question arises, why was he called Paul? Well, Paul means small. Some think he took it as an act of humility, and he didn't want to bear the proud name of Saul. I'm of the opinion he probably took it after the name of the governor there. Sergius Paulus was his name. He was his first convert, you see. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him, and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Now, Paul was actually a very mild man in many ways. But I tell you, when he encountered this kind of opposition and that which was actually satanic teaching, he denounced it with all of his being. And I think we ought to do the same today. Verse 11, and now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Well, he was in spiritual darkness. Now he's put in physical darkness. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now again, I call your attention that Paul the apostle has the sign gifts of an apostle. Now, when he came over there, he didn't have a New Testament to turn to and preach to them from the Epistle to the Romans, because he hadn't even written it yet. And he didn't have the Gospel of John, because John hadn't written it yet. So what'll be his authority? Sign gifts. Now, today, John says, if any come to you not having the doctrine, not having the New Testament teaching, not having the Word of God, you're not to receive them. That's the test today. But you see, Paul has these gifts. Now, I think this sorcerer had been able to do quite a few fancy tricks, by the way. I'm of the opinion that in that day, that false prophet like this could do healing, that is, to a certain degree. I'm of the opinion that he could perform quite a few miracles, satanic, of course. But you see, Paul now absolutely dominates him by the fact that he's bringing to him the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And Sergius Paulus now, he comes into the light. He's been in spiritual darkness, and he's astonished at the doctrine of the Lord.